This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. On Tuesday, people will go to the polls, and some people have been early voting, of course, but we will be deciding who our next city council is going to be and what it looks like, who our next school board for District 61 will be and what it looks like. And we welcome Jason Dion to the program. Jason, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
That's right.
Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for running. I appreciate all the candidates putting themselves out there. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for Board of Education.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So about me, I've got two kids in the district. Got one at MacArthur, one Dunhill. My wife works for the district as a teaching assistant. Other things that I like to do. if I'm not working or taking care of something around the house, I'm volunteering for the Boy Scouts. Also volunteered for Girl Scouts and as a tutor for Dove. Also been an adjunct instructor for Richland Community College. Spent about 5 years doing that. So teaching is kind of something that I like to do. And then, I'm sorry, I got off talking about myself.
No, that's quite all right.
To run for board.
Yes, tell me because it's a big step to run for office. So what got you beyond just volunteering and saying, I want to serve at a higher level?
Yeah, so, I think kind of the perception is in the public that the board hasn't been hearing the voice of the public. And that's what I want to do. I want to be the voice for, everybody that's not out here, not on the board, including, our teachers, teaching assistants, secretaries, teamsters, everybody that has a dog in the game, dog in the fight, if it makes sense.
Absolutely. And then talk to me about your platform. What do you think needs changed as far as board mm-hmm. leadership and what needs to happen and what do you want to do if elected as a board member?
Yeah. So I think kind of a common theme throughout all of the campaigns and obviously with mine is transparency. If we're making decisions that that involve, the public's money and the public's, everybody's kids, we need to make sure that we're making them in the light of day and that we're making them with input from the community. I mean, case in point, the superintendent, we can't just rush somebody into it. Even as interim, we need to make sure that we're picking somebody that can take care of us until we can hire somebody full time. That's a big thing, is making sure that we're hearing the public, and doing what they want us to do. And along with that, just make sure that we're cultivating relationships, with the union leadership, make sure that the board's doing that. So we can, that's another way to hear from the community, have casual meetings with them, not, sit down with, all the lawyers involved and go through a list of grievances, but, hey, let's go out for breakfast and talk about what's going on. Get to know each other. That kind of thing.
I also read in your campaign your concern about mental health and that you would like to see more partnerships during and even after COVID. What would you envision that looking like?
Yeah. So I'm sure you watched the board meeting, the most recent one. There was quite a contentious discussion about hiring an administrator to address mental health issues. I don't understand why we need to wait until we can hire somebody for that. We've got people in the community that already address those kinds of things. Why can't we, create partnerships with healthcare facilities? Don't want to go through a list of them in town, but see if there's a way to get reduced cost services into the schools that can address the mental health needs today. It's kind of been a theme in a lot, I get messages from Facebook from family, like, what are we going to do about mental health? I don't think waiting till we hire an administrator is the right thing to do.
All right, we've only got about a minute left here. Jason, yeah. If people want to find out more about you or get involved in your campaign in these last few days, what's the best way for them to find you online?
Yep. My email, firstname.lastname@gmail.com, jason.dion@gmail.com. Facebook, facebook.com/Dion4GPS61.
All right. Listen, we appreciate you running. Good luck to you Tuesday. And we're going to have a new Board of Education, 4 new slots and a new superintendent. So change is on the way for sure.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.